much too early in the game.
Oh, but I thought
I'd ask you just the same.
What are you doing New Year's?
New Year's.
Live in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac. Alongside singing something is Joseph Erdo. What are you singing?
Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe you are.
To suppose. This is a great song.
I think you are crazy.
I'd ever be.
And I think you're so crazy.
The one you chose.
Yes,
this is my favorite part. Out of a thousand.
And you are so crazy.
Invitation.
Yes, you
will.
Yes,
can I kill the music now so we don't
have to
do that?
What?
Not the music, you.
Yes, you are crazy. I think you're so crazy.
Yeah, I have my New Year's Eve hat on.
It says Duck Dynasty.
Don't say the first part. I didn't buy it for that.
Oh, that's a guy.
No,
I've never seen that.
Is Frozen green like that?
No, Frozen is gray.
Gray?
It's gray and white.
Gray goose?
Gray goose. Is that where we're going to serve?
No, but Eric, am I right when I said, maybe he's crazy?
Maybe I am.
Is he?
Maybe he is.
Hey, I bet you can sing, Eric, right?
I can, but not this early in the morning. No.
I bet you're good at it, though.
I am, but not this early in the morning.
Okay, see, now, later.
Here's
we'll
the
be
interesting
on for four
thing.
Hours.
Here's the... Yeah,
I'll sing during the sports show. That's very apropos.
Okay. Oh, hey. Oh, good idea.
Well, here's the really interesting thing. You know, we advertised our Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album and Christmas concert.
Oh yeah.
People thought that those were real things.
Really?
And I am not kidding at all. People thought that we were actually having a 6-hour holiday hullabaloo.
How many orders did we get?
We got a lot of orders.
Well, let's make
and
it then.
Here's the thing. So next year,
let's go put it together and sell it.
Well, now it's a little bit too late because I was very amused by the fact that people took that much stock into Breakthrough Entertainment that they
stock is up. Come
it
on.
Is because it's our Wall Street show too. But so next year, if you're in for it. We're going to do a Christmas, at least a Christmas album. And if you want, we could do a concert as well. But we're going to do a full Christmas album.
I play guitar.
Well, that's excellent.
Nice being a rock band.
That's amazing.
Maybe you're crazy.
And we can have like guest stars and stuff. So we're going to be working on this.
Oh, yeah, whole thing.
And I promise you, next year, we will have a real Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album.
And can Eric MC it? Eric, you want to MC our concert?
Sure, why not?
I want him to, yeah.
How would you introduce us?
And now, crazy Joseph Erdo.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. Hey, that's great.
And
the very old, Ron Jeremy looking Dave Isaac.
Oh, perfect.
And by the way, I only say that because they tease you about
it. I know. Yeah. Wow, that really So you got a lot of requests for that.
We did. We got a few emails and a few people came up to me over the holiday and few texts and people wanted to know.
It's not
too
late.
Because they couldn't find it on Ticketmaster.com and then people were trying to look it on the website and they were looking on iTunes and they said, how do I find the Christmas album? I want to buy it. And
Well, it's not too late, though.
Well, it's too late for Christmas, but it's New Year's. We're celebrating today, New Year's Eve.
But we could do a Valentine's type of thing.
We could, yeah. That's
all
a good
right,
idea.
But today is New Year's Eve. Wait, say that again.
New
How
Year's,
many Eves?
Four Eves. New
oh,
Year's.
New Year's Adam, and...
Eve.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're celebrating that. And also, it's our Wall Street show as well. At first, we were going to do a Wall Street show, but then I realized, how much people loved our holiday shows. I knew we had to do a New Year's Eve show.
Wow. And
so all the songs today you're going to be hearing are about New Year's Eve. Some of them are from movies. We're going to be counting down 10 of the top New Year's Eve scenes in movies as well.
Oh.
And we also have on... Have you ever celebrated New Year's Eve in New York City in Times Square?
I have not. And
you haven't. I haven't either.
I wanted to, but we have what, the co-producer of that event?
Yes, of the event.
How did you get that person? That he's got to be so busy
pulling some strings. Yeah, yeah. He is extremely, extremely busy today. He will be calling us from an event where they're going to be, you know, talking about the festivities.
Wow.
And so he's really taking we're honored to have him on today, and that'll be in our next segment. And then later on we're also going to be talking with Timothy Sykes about penny stocks.
I saw his infomercial.
Yes, you did.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. So I have been in Times Square about in August, last August.
Okay. Yeah. I've never been to New York at all. It's been
cool.
My dream. And
they had nude painted bodies. It looks like they were wearing stuff.
And you tried to unzip them.
No, I just got a hose.
Okay.
How was it?
Wow.
That's how you unzip.
Where'd you get this hose? Magic hose.
It was a magic hose. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. Your paint is smearing.
You just attached it to a random fire hydrant.
Yeah. It was really cool. But no, it's a great place. Broadway, of course, all the musicals are there. Mamma Mia was there. I wanted to see that, actually.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia's coming out to Gamage. Gamage. It starts New Year's Eve, actually.
And what is Mamma Mia based on?
Based on the group, ABBA.
ABBA?
Abacadabba.
In our second hour, we actually have a song from ABBA.
I love the
group. But you're gonna sing
How
that
about
with
from
me.
Frankie Valli?
No.
Speaking of Frankie Valli, though, I have a new segment called, what is it called? Dave's Elite Shoutouts.
Yes, yes.
And I did a review for Caesar's Palace at Paris, the Jersey Boys, and I will we'll talk about that review, what, in this hour?
In this hour, end of this hour, and then also we have reviews of, I'm calling them, we're serving up hors d'oeuvre reviews, right?
Hors d'oeuvre reviews?
Hors d'oeuvre reviews.
Hors d'oeuvre reviews, I love that.
Yes, oh, I got Eric to laugh sarcastically.
Hors d'oeuvre reviews.
Hors d'oeuvre reviews.
Order reviews.
Anyway, we've got a bunch of new movies opening. Yeah, we've got a bunch of new movies opening, or that open on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We've got The Wolf of Wall Street and Grudge Match. I'm sure you're going to be interested in talking about that.
I didn't see it, though.
Okay. Well, we'll see if you want to see it.
I might have seen it, though.
You might have.
I've seen one of these movies. I won't say which one.
There's also The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, maybe I saw that one.
Or maybe Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom.
I may have seen that one.
And now we're not going to review the last one, but we have on a pre-recorded interview clip with
voice actor John DiMaggio.
You know who, and it's from I Know That Voice. Do you know what voices he's done?
A baseball player, John DiMaggio.
No, wrong.
Oh, that was Joe.
Yes. John DiMaggio is the voice of Bender the Robot.
I don't even know who that is, Bender. Eric, who's Bender the Robot?
I thought that was, what's the guy who plays Fry?
West? Is it Billy West?
Yeah. No, I thought Billy, he did the robot, too.
No, he does Professor Farnsworth and Fry. Yeah. So.
Oh, Fry's Shopping Market? I shop there sometimes.
Very good. Good for you. Good for you.
I used to go another place. I won't mention the name, but I don't like it anymore.
I know. I used to go to another place.
Yeah, it's probably
the
same place.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. But
it wasn't very safe.
Right.
Anyway.
But so how was your Christmas, though, Dave?
It was good. I flew to San Diego for Christmas Day and the day thereafter, and it was very nice. I spent with my new wife. And her family is beautiful. I like it.
Guys have been married for weeks now. It's not new.
It's been 2 months.
See what I'm talking about?
I'm on a record break.
When is the honeymoon over?
No, it's not over yet.
Ooh.
Are
you selling us something?
The honeymoon will be over live. I'm going to announce it right now. So you guys will know when the honeymoon's going to be over.
Okay.
It's going to be over forever and a day.
Oh. So there's no deadline.
Exactly. Oh. It won't be over. Thank you very much. Eric wins the grand prize.
Yeah, my mind is spinning.
He gets hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvre reviews.
Oh, yeah, hors d'oeuvre reviews.
Yes.
I forget.
Yeah.
Well, how do you spell silhouette?
What? Is this a...
I couldn't figure out. Because
I'm gonna take a guess.
Frankie Valli sang that. They sang that song.
S-I-L-L-H-O-U...
Oh, I think
E-T-T-E-S.
You're right.
Nice.
That's exactly what I would have said.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good song.
Summa cum laude here. Yeah,
hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah. And I've got a few other surprises throughout the show.
Oh,
one of them isn't quite a surprise.
Yeah.
The content of it is a surprise. Mm. The 20th, Dave's Random Enlightenment of the Week.
Oh, wow.
The 20th. It's a milestone.
We have 20 already?
We have 20, yeah.
That could be an album.
That can be an album as well. And, you know, so there's other surprises throughout today's show as well.
Wow.
I do a countdown, and I've got some other really cool announcements. And Greg is now joining us, finally.
Greg is joining. He has water. He has coffee from QT. It looks. Let's see.
Yeah, why does he waste money on coffee? I make it here.
I know.
He's in the magazine here. QT. Did you know that?
What is that's GQ? You mean
no QT? Well, the gas station guy.
Showed the mini oranges.
The mini
you're
oranges,
not on, Mister. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say it louder. You have to yell.
You need some vitamin C there.
Vitamin
those,
C.
Those mini oranges, delicious.
Oh, the cutie.
QTs. Yeah.
Where did
those
you
are for
them?
Kids.
Those are clementines.
No, I had them.
I know, but it says in the commercial
I
that
am
for children.
A kid.
Oh.
Clementine.
Yeah, you get them at the store.
Darling,
you go to Fry's.
So we got. So we were. He was singing.
I could hear.
Oh, yeah. You heard?
Well, because I was out there. My car was on.
We had it on. On 1480 AM KPHX.
I heard some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, wow, are you crazy?
And yeah,
you
I was said, crazy. Well, I'll be singing a few other songs today as well. I was told that I need to not do the high-pitched voice, though, because it's
why?
Not every song
oh,
is
no, it's good.
Not like that. Yeah, but it was okay last week for our 70s week. But, Greg, how was your Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Santa treated Mason really well?
I believe so, yeah. He Santa brought him a tablet,
oh, nice.
A kid's tablet
okay.
With some games for it. And
tablet.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's two tablets, you could have five on each side.
Take two tablets and call me in the morning.
Right?
There you go. Yeah, I guess so. he got a new bike, a big wheel.
Whoa, not a
bunch
a train
of the
set.
Trash pack. Yeah, a train set. Yeah,
yeah,
he did. Yeah, so
nice. Thomas.
Not Thomas, but you could do Thomas with it. It's a train table with a track that came. So he wiped up, I think, this year.
Nice,
lucky guy. It makes me wish I was three again.
Did you watch the Disney Parks Christmas Day Parade?
Well, you know what? I only watched a few minutes of
it. Did you see the beginning? That was it's a tradition. I always watch that, and I love the beginning of this year's parade.
I didn't see the beginning. No.
Neil Patrick Harris singing a show-stopping number. Are you ready for Christmas?
Wow.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Are you ready to have some fun?
He had some great numbers in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, he did.
He was phenomenal singing in that.
All we need is you.
Oh, that's a different song. All we need is you.
No, that's
All We Need Is Love. Beatles.
Well, we'll sing that song for our Christmas album.
The Beatles?
No, not that. Well, maybe we'll do that too sometime for our Valentine's album.
Start it off.
Album.
All You Need Is Love.
No.
Okay.
We'll
here
do that
we
for our Thanksgiving. What?
He got actually orders, Greg. He said from our Christmas album.
You got some orders already.
Well, no, people wanted it. So next year we are definitely doing a Christmas album,
that's what I'm saying.
And that our
concert.
Neil Patrick Harris album will be on it.
Who in their right mind wanted that?
There were a lot of people. Believe me, I was shocked. I was very amused. It made my holiday season.
It was very good, though, the way you put it together.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
you got new glasses too, right?
No, they're real glasses. They're my same glasses.
Oh, I didn't know the green.
No,
on the
hat
side.
Is different.
Oh, the hat's.
Look at the hat.
No, there's always been green.
Look at the hat and see. Oh, by the way, that station reinstated Duck Dynasty. I don't know what it means.
I don't even know what it is because he made some
gay slurs.
Yeah.
I wanted to like wipe that off of there because I really don't care.
They suspended him and then put him in. I don't know why. But anyway,
I have no idea.
I've never seen
the show about redneck looking guys.
Because in 3 weeks nobody will remember.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Probably.
Very true. But anyway, so let's get to because we have our guest coming up in a few moments in our next segment. But let's get to our first review. In addition to this being our New Year's Eve show, right? Yeah, I think so. It's also kind of our Wall Street show. And on Christmas Day, a new movie opened, The Wolf of Wall Street, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. He portrayed Jordan Belfort, a man who rose to become a wealthy stockbroker, living the high life before eventually falling as a result of his involvement with crime and corruption. It was directed by Martin Scorsese. Originally it was 4 hours long, and now that he cut it down to three because they wanted to maybe release it as two movies, kind of like Kill Bill Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Oh.
But they couldn't really find a halfway point that would have been okay for the character arc. So did you see the trailer for this?
Not only did I see the trailer, I saw the movie.
You saw the movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. Well, do you want to tell me first, or should I share with you my thoughts?
Your thoughts first.
Okay, my thoughts first.
I think we're going to disagree.
You think we're going to disagree?
Yeah, right, Craig? Oh, you didn't see it.
I didn't see
okay,
it. Well, I want to, though. It looks phenomenal.
It does look phenomenal.
Like
the trailer is amazing.
But
I'm giving it a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I love
there we
this
go.
Movie.
I told you he would
yes,
like
Knuckles.
It. I told him on the earlier we were talking when he told me he saw it.
Oh, wow.
A lot of my colleagues.
And I said, I bet Joseph will love it. And
oh,
he
yes.
thought you wouldn't like it.
A lot of my colleagues hated this movie. They said it was entirely too long. They were bored with it. They thought it was all over the place. This, I think, is Martin Scorsese's best, very best work, and it is the first time I've actually loved a Martin Scorsese movie.
What else has he directed?
You didn't like Goodfellas?
Well, it was okay, but it was, not, it was like kind of before my time, and you know.
Before your time, you were alive when that came out.
I was alive, but I wasn't like, you know.
No, that was a great movie, but this Goodfellas is equally as great, I would agree. Yeah.
I didn't see this one yet, so I can't agree or disagree. But
in terms of the more recent ones. Let's go
what
over
other
like
ones?
The more recent ones are like, what did he do? Shutter Island?
I agree that
was not good.
No, that wasn't
good. You
guys
didn't like that? No. I thought it was good.
Aviator was okay, but it wasn't great.
That was okay.
Yeah, it was just okay. And
because I couldn't see Leonardo DiCaprio as Howard Hughes. It just did not work.
I just like the room where the scene where he was in the room with all the bottles, if you know what I mean.
You know, I like Shutter Island is I still think about the ending to this day. I'm still trying to figure that thing out.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it. It was just so open-ended.
Yeah, that's what makes it great. Right.
But this is an epic in every conceivable way. It's like a crazy party. It's so exciting. I mean, I was not bored for even one moment during this 3-hour runtime. Leonardo DiCaprio's performance is just, it runs the gamut. It is amazing. Jonah Hill steals the show. He is so, I mean, I didn't know he could act really this well in this movie, and I wanted more of Matthew McConaughey. You want to do that whole,
Yeah, we were pounding our chests. That's part of the movie.
I was just going to say that we shouldn't tell the Duck Dynasty guy that Joseph wants some more of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. He was very good in it, but very limited role.
Yeah, very limited role. And, you know, he kind of still looked like he was in his Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, because he lost a lot of weight for that movie.
Yeah, so
did this movie happen after or during? Probably
I think
during.
It was during, yeah, because it was such a small role. But
I haven't seen the other one, but I hear that's good, too.
It was pretty good, yeah. The performance was better than the movie. But this is amazing. It might make an appearance on my best of list that we're going to be revealing next week.
Wow.
So I won't tell you for sure, but it's definitely up there where it's almost as good.
It will.
You think so? And any other thoughts on the movie itself, Dave?
Yeah, I saw it in San Diego. It looked like a series of 30 sitcoms at first, but yet that doesn't make it a bad movie or a bad thing. It was like an adventure of Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill. It reminded me of the movie Get Me to the Greek, I think.
Yeah,
with Jonah Hill again and. That other Brandon.
Russell Brand.
And but it was great acting. That's what fascinated me about this movie, because it was disgustingly funny.
Yes.
But I will say disgustingly funny. But Jonah Hill has come into his own. I mean, would he be up for Best Supporting Actor on this? Because he was that good.
He could be, yes. He was on my list of nominations.
Yeah, I really thought he was that good. I mean, Leonardo was phenomenal, and he did a great role, too. But hopefully, you know, the message people take away is to stay away from greed and realize addiction of any kind left untreated will cause an abrupt ending or painfully long-term downhill decline that you would have wished it was abrupt. But I just think this was a movie I never got bored. It's 3 hours of straight craziness, basically.
Yeah.
And it really got to incredible character development of these people, but it got there pretty quick, because when you're addicted to what they were, sex, drugs, money, you name it, it was very interesting.
And I was very angry at this character, because now the mother from How I Met Your Mother, Kristen Milioti, is in this movie briefly. She plays Leonardo DiCaprio's first wife that he leaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was nice.
She is very nice. She's such a nice character. Yeah. She's beautiful.
She ended up meeting Josh Radnor.
Very beautiful, yeah.
She's so beautiful. And then he dumps her for this other woman who's really hot.
Who is that woman
I don't know her name, but yeah.
She was very cute.
Yeah, she's very cute. But the first one, I mean, I would never leave her. Kristen Milioti, if you're out there and you're listening to this, I will never leave you.
She was awesome, too. Yes. How about, I won't say the scene, but when Jonah Hill first met the hot woman.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Yes, that was funny. And also, later on in the movie,
that scene.
Kind of the downfall when Leonardo DiCaprio is on some drugs, a few too many drugs.
A few, yes.
Yeah, and what were they were lewds, right? Quaaludes?
Yeah.
And so he couldn't get into his car.
What year is this?
It was the
70s,
80s, and 90s. 90s primarily.
Yeah.
90s primarily. But it kind of like is a long ride. And I reached out to Jordan Belfort's publicist.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because this is a true story. Jordan Belfort, do you think? What do you think that he responded?
Yes.
Not a peep. He did not want to talk to us. So,
why?
I don't know. I tried a few times. They didn't want to talk to us. But so later on in our next hour, we will have on someone who will shed some insight into the Jordan Belfort, you know, situation.
Now, this Timothy is based Sykes. On a true story?
Yes, it is.
Is it the name really Jordan Belfort?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Welcome to the show, Dave.
Yes. Right. So well, what?
And John Favreau was in it.
Oh, we're yeah, getting yeah, text to give the call-in number. Maybe some people want to call in. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. 252-1480.
Now, before we go to our break, because I know we're going to have our caller shortly, before we go to our song, one of the New Year's Eve movies that I wanted to talk about is Poseidon. Now, there was the original Poseidon
Adventure.
Yeah, and then there was also the remake.
Yeah,
the,
I saw both.
Entirely set on New Year's Eve. Great movies, right?
Answer
right?
is Richard Dreyfuss, both
yeah.
and both.
Yes. They're,
Gene they, Hackman.
Right.
He
right.
was in both, too?
Gene Hackman was in the first one.
How about the second one?
I saw Kurt Russell, wasn't he in it?
Kurt Russell was in it, yeah.
I think Richard Dreyfuss was in both, though.
The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah,
too.
Emmy Rossum.
But was Dreyfuss in both?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
That was and one of your questions. Once.
It was one. Yeah, exactly. It was. You're right. But I don't remember it anymore. But Poseidon, so, you know, celebrate New Year's Eve with Poseidon. Or you can celebrate it with John Cassier, who is also known as
the Crypt Keeper.
He has an album, a Christmas album out. And this is.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, he does. It's an amazing Christmas album. It's an amazing Christmas album. I own it. And we're into our break. We'll play Should Old Cadavers Be Forgot? Sung by John Cassier.
And here we go.
Though old cadavers tend to rot, they're all good friends of mine. I throw a party New Year's Eve for stiffs of every kind.
And that's, who?
We'll go into the break. This is the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Okay. Breakthrough Entertainment. Greg is laughing hysterically. And we'll be right back.
Capote hugs Babe Ruth. While Lincoln does the bunny hop with actor John Wilkes Booth. J. Edgar Hoover's having fun, but causing some to stare.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Frank Sinatra Sing Something About New York.
New York.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment, Phoenix, Arizona. This is our own Joseph Erdos singing.
Sleep.
Acting like Frank Sinatra.
And find I'm king of the hill.
Yes, he is.
Top of the heap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is Joseph Erdos. He's going to be in the top 10 in imitating Frank.
Yes.
Sinatra.
Yeah, I wish, you know, I really wish, it's been a lifelong dream of mine to sing that song in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that would be great. I think they sing that.
They do. That's why I chose it, yeah.
Nicely done. And you have a special guest right now.
Yes, a very special guest. We have on the president of Countdown Entertainment and co-producer of NYE, Jeff Strauss. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I love your music, and I think I can make that dream happen.
Oh, really?
So, Jess, you can have Joseph sing live as the Times Square ball is falling down, or winding down, I should say, to the New Year's Eve.
Well, we actually have a tradition here where we play Auld Lang Syne, and then we hear Frank right after it, 30 seconds of Auld Lang Syne right into Frank. And before it, the last song of the night is John Lennon's Imagine, which is going to be sung live by Melissa Etheridge this year. It's going to be great. I can't wait to hear.
Wow,
that's excellent. That's excellent. You know, it's a tradition for me to watch it on TV, and we were talking about it in our last segment that we really wish that we could have spent the New Year's there, New Year's Eve there in Times Square, because it just looks like so much fun, and we've seen it in movies like New Year's Eve and also on How I Met Your Mother, that limo episode where they're in Times Square and they meet Moby. So what is the vibe there in Times Square on New Year's Eve for those of us who've never experienced it?
It is, you have a million people coming from all over the world to celebrate. They come here to watch a ball come down a flagpole and to be together to count those final seconds. And they're joined by over 150 million Americans who watch on television and over a billion people around the world who are going to see this. And we're all counting down together. There's nothing like it, that moment of being part of this entire global community. It's magic, and everyone's in a great mood, and you're meeting people from Tokyo and Beijing and Berlin and Moscow and London, as well as from Detroit and L.A. and New York and Tampa. Wherever you are, they're coming to Times Square to celebrate, and you don't have to be here. You can actually watch online with our webcast or download our Times Square Ball app and see all the action.
Oh, yeah.
And where is that? What website is that?
The website, you go to timessquarenyc.org. or timessquareball.net, and you'll see the webcast all 6 hours of entertainment. What's interesting that people don't realize is if you're watching ABC or NBC or Univision or MTV or Fox News Channel or CNN, you're seeing their filter of what's happening here in Times Square. But if you watch the webcast, you actually see all this mix of entertainment that the people in Times Square enjoy. So at 6 p.m., we have a Chinese cultural performance of Kung Fu and a fan dance and Confucius. And then we follow it up with a country star, Rodney Atkins. And then we have the USO show troupe. And then we have Melissa Etheridge singing some of her classic songs. And then we have Miley Cyrus and Macklemore and Blondie. And then we have, from Univision, we have Giancarlo Canella, big Latin Grammy star, and Eldasa. And it's amazing to have all these people from all over the world enjoying all these different types of entertainment. There's no other event like it.
This is incredible. Now, Jess, you're the co-producer of this event, correct?
With the Times Square Alliance. I've been very lucky. I've been doing this for 19 years. 19 years. When I started, it was just a ball coming down a flagpole and confetti.
Wow. That, you know, it's incredible. When do you start planning an event like this? It has to be at least a year before, right?
Thank you. My parents don't understand that, but yes, it is. And we actually start the very next day because I watch all the New Year's Eve shows, see what worked, what didn't work, and then we're cleaning up, and then we start planning for the next year, and it gets crazy come December. So we've got several hundred people right now working in the square, getting the stages ready and preparing.
And I bet people don't have any clue how much work this involves. I mean, not only the entertainment, but the logistics. Also, I'm going to guess you have to coordinate with the city, the state, and federal governments from a security standpoint.
Well, it's amazing because NYPD, they just do an incredible job of making it fun, friendly, and safe for everybody. And what they do is they create these pens, and then a safety lane, another pen, a safety lane. So instead of one huge party, we have hundreds of small parties going from 43rd Street up to 59th Street Central Park on Broadway and 7th Avenue, and you meet everybody in your pen. So you'll meet people, you make friends. I've got people that think they're going to go for 1 year. They meet people, they come back every year.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And, you know, Jeff, tell us about the ball. Is there any differences with it this year? Has it been updated, or is it not ripe for an update yet?
No. Actually, this year we were replacing all 2,688 Waterford Crystal Triangles with a new design called the Gift of Imagination, and it's these mirrored wedge cuts that reflect each other like a kaleidoscope, and when they're illuminated by the Philips LEDs, it creates these wonderful patterns of color, and we'll showcase it on December 31st for everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then one of my other favorite parts of the night is all the confetti. What's written on the confetti? I love that.
Oh, thank you. We have confetti wishes. Throughout the year, we have 50 million tourists that come to Times Square, and they have the ability to write their wish on actual Times Square New Year's Eve confetti.
Ooh.
Their wishes are mixed in with over a ton of the midnight confetti, and at midnight, when the confetti floats down on everybody, your wishes are included in that confetti, and you can literally reach out up into the sky and grab someone's wish. And I do that every year with my wife, and we'll read the wishes to each other.
Oh, that is so cool.
Can you share any of the more interesting ones?
I've gotten one like, I hope John will propose to me in the new year, to the, I hope my father will be cured from cancer, to world peace, to, I hope I lose my virginity. I mean, it's amazing. But what's interesting about all of that, too, is that if you read these wishes, and they're in 20 different languages, people from all over the world, we all have the same hopes, the same wishes, the same dreams. And that's what New Year's Eve is all about. It's a chance for the entire world. It's a milestone for all of us, where we sort of look back and reflect on the year past, good and bad. We sort of make our dreams and wishes for the future, and we celebrate today. And it's just a magic moment when you think about it. When else do you have over 150 million Americans all counting down at the same time, doing the same thing with that same hope for the future?
That is incredible. What a community, and it extends it out, like you said, worldwide, to have everyone join together at the same moment, which is really cool. Let me ask you a similar question to what Joseph asked, but how about the most bizarre incident? You said you've been doing this 19 years. What have you seen that... You know, it could be what went extremely well, what maybe, unanticipated, anything that was, that really brought and kept in your memory.
Oh, my very first year, and I'm sorry you're bringing it up because it still hurts, but my very first year, I was so excited. The ball used to be done by six guys with ropes, four with the ropes. There was a supervisor and someone with a stopwatch. And, of course, 1995, I came in, computer controls, we're going to do it all by computer. And the ball was about 3 seconds late, and it was a big controversy.
Oh, wow.
Front page of the New York Post here in New York City was first screw-up of 1996.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I heard, New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, and the advertisement for that, Miley Cyrus this year, right? Some of the other performances?
Well, that's what's amazing. You know, ABC, they're a great partner to Clark Productions. They bring the best entertainment every year, which is a big part of the show now. And the other networks as well. Univision is bringing Giancarlo Scanella and El Das, a big Latin talent. Fox News Channel is bringing country music star Rodney Atkins. We have our Chinese cultural performance. They're coming from Shandong in China, coming here to be part of this New Year's Eve celebration. It really is this eclectic mix of entertainment, but they're all making this pilgrimage to Times Square to watch the ball drop. Even if we didn't have this entertainment, people would still come here to count down to the new year.
Oh, and that's excellent. And do you have a favorite New Year's Eve movie or New Year's Eve scene in a movie? Because we're going over several of them today, but how about you yourself?
Well, that's a setup question because you mentioned the New Year's Eve movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people realize it, but my family does. I have about 2 or 3 seconds on there.
Really?
We flip the Phillips switch. I'm sitting next, standing next to Hilary Swank.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And Gary Marshall actually directed me, and I remember this day because I didn't have any lines. He just said, Jeff, I just want you to look scared.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, I love the movie. I thought it was great, you know, better than Valentine's Day and everything like that. But maybe that's because I love New Year's. I love what it means. I just love the celebration. And again, you know, one of these days, I guarantee I'm going to make it out there to New York City, you know, permanently, but also especially for New Year's Eve to celebrate in Times Square with everyone else.
Please let me know. I got a great place for you here.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much. Again, Jeff Strauss, it's been an honor. I know you got a lot of events planned for today, a lot of preparations. Thank you very much for taking the time to share with Breakthrough Entertainment's listeners all about the events.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jeff. Wow, that's fantastic. Wow. I can't even imagine how busy he is, really.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's such a big event.
Yes.
Right, Mr. Greg?
Yeah.
He's laughing to stir.
What is he laughing at?
I'm not sure. No. Probably.
I'll tell you later.
I've just been informed by one of our listeners who just called in that it may be somebody's birthday.
Let's hold on to that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. But, thanks. Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Oh, and you didn't tell us?
That was one of the things.
Oh,
I was gonna...
my gosh. Happy birthday. Come on, Greg. Happy birthday,
Joseph.
That's okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow, we'll sing later.
Yeah, we'll sing later. I got some things.
Wait,
yeah.
The only thing I have,
finally, here, we get to sing to you.
Take Greg's car.
That's
the only thing
It's not my car here today.
No?
Yeah, so you could take keys to whatever car that is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look a day over 21.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a big one.
He looks 19. Oh,
is there
you're
a three?
There is a three involved now.
A 300? He's 300 after the movie?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow.
So
wow.
You beat me to it.
When you turn 30, you really start to think, wow.
I already noticed some great hair.
Just think how Dave and I feel.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've turned 30
especially
twice.
Dave. Well, he's almost 30 for a third time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable how old he is.
Right,
not a third time.
But during the break, I got a birthday greeting from a celebrity.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Very nice.
Yes, yeah. You guys know off the air, you are the bomb,
as they say New Jersey.
Well, they said in the 90s, maybe, but not anymore.
Well, let's bring on a caller right now. I believe this is Chris from San Diego. Chris, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey,
I woke up and listened to my favorite talk show, so...
Oh, excellent. Am I right? Is it from San Diego?
It is from San Diego.
All right. That is Chris. Well, so what can we do for you? Did you see any of our movies we reviewed?
I actually just watched Wolf of Wall Street last night.
Really? Oh.
Tell us what you thought.
Thought it was awesome. Thought it was amazing. I think it's definitely more of a guy's movie, for sure. And, I mean, if you like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
That's exactly.
Rock and roll.
That described my 80s.
That described my yesterday.
Well, it's funny because the beginning when it pops up.
Just kidding.
It pops up like 1987. I was like, oh, great. The year I was born, this is when it all started.
Wow, that was a great movie. What did you think of Jonah Hill's performance?
I think Jonah Hill should no doubt win Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I mean, I thought Leonardo was obviously amazing.
Yeah.
But by far, Jonah Hill was my favorite character in that whole movie.
Wow.
Minus Leonardo's second wife.
You're right. Wow, she was...
When she had those heels on, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, the thing I liked about it, too, is every time I thought something was going to happen, something else happened, or it was more outrageous.
It was amazing. It seemed to be like just full of adventures between Leonardo and Jonah. I mean, adventure after adventure after adventure. I described it as like a 30 sitcoms. How did you see that? Did you see a lot of continuity or just sort of craziness throughout the movie?
Yeah, I can definitely see what you mean by episodes, because it was just like before, like a new adventure happens and they get through it somehow, and then all of a sudden they're in a huge storm in an 80-foot yacht or 180-foot yacht, about to die. But they still get through that.
I know. That was quite a scene, too. That was amazing, actually.
I thought it was pretty funny because there was a scene in the movie where somebody says, like, to Leonardo DiCaprio, like, good luck or something like that, or you're, like, very lucky, and he goes, oh, I don't believe in luck. I'm like, in the whole movie, he's, like, the luckiest man.
Yeah, exactly. That's
literally,
no...
I mean, even from like, when it comes to them being saved, and then that airplane that he paid for him to come blows up like, while they're like having fun on this Italian ship.
That was funny. That was hysterical. So would you describe this as how would you rate it? We say
I gave it a breakthrough, and Dave is saying
it's almost a breakthrough.
Okay,
meaning it's the top, the highest
five
of the
stars.
High. Yeah, 5 stars. Well, how many stars would you give it?
I would honestly, it was probably the best movie I've seen in a couple years, and so I would probably give it a breakthrough. I don't watch every single movie out there, but it was definitely one of the better movies I've seen. My only critique was I feel like you have so much adventure the entire movie and the last 15-20 minutes. I mean, which makes sense because it's the whole time where he's going through lawsuit and court.
Yeah.
And I feel like it kind of dragged a little bit at the end, but it makes sense that it needed to because I feel like it's based on a true story, so obviously he wasn't going to die like that, but I almost feel like I would have wished he would have just died in some abruptly way.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah, it was. I will agree with you about the last act of the movie, but
still, it went pretty quick for a 3-hour movie.
And again, it was going to be 4 hours, and they wanted to remove certain scenes, but they didn't. They love the 4-hour take so much. I can't wait to see this on Blu-ray DVD, the 4-hour take, because it's just all the scenes that we've seen just extended, so we get to see more of those scenes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling in. We're glad you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Joseph did too. And call in again and review more movies with us.
All right. Sounds good. How's it going, guys?
Okay. That's Chris from San Diego. Thank you so much. Wow, he really enjoyed it too.
Yeah. So that's
5 stars.
We've got 3 people right here. If you've seen Wolf of Wall Street, if you want to give us a call and tell us what you thought of it, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Or if you've seen any of the other movies we're going to be talking about today, after the break, we'll talk about Mandela. Later on, we'll talk about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And then we'll also be talking about, what was the other one? Grudge Match. And this
and
is, of
Dave,
course...
Dave's Elite Shoutouts.
Dave's Elite Shoutouts, exactly. But this is Auld Lang Syne from New Year's Eve, Lea Michele, my favorite New Year's Eve movie.
Let's hit it. Let's hear you sing it.
I don't know the lyrics.
You can do it.
Auld Lang Syne,
oh, I love that.
Dear,
yes.
For Auld Lang Syne.
Hey, he's got the white range, Greg. Come on. Let's all join in. All right, I guess it's just Joseph.
Yet.
I don't know the words either.
I'm just thinking about Lea Michele.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live in Phoenix, Arizona.
9 out of 10.
We'll be right back.
Lovely.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's pretty good. Oh, yes.
Do
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another Auld Lang Syne. But when we're through this New Year, you'll see we'll be just fine.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo, who did not sing that one, and Greg Isaac. Joseph, you didn't sing that one.
I'd let Barry Manilow. I think he's capable.
Oh, that's Barry Manilow?
Yeah, it was Barry Manilow. It was called It's Just Another New Year's Eve.
See, I had no idea. The only song by Barry Manilow that I can think about right now the is Copa. The Amanda song.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Mandy, yes.
Mandy. Yeah. Or at the Copa. Yeah. Copa Cabana.
Oh, that one, too. Now, if Barry Manilow was in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah,
he'd have to change his name.
What would it be?
Barry Manahai.
I just don't get it because I haven't seen it, but I do kind
Man
of. I get what you're saying.
Sex,
from
drugs,
seeing,
and rock and roll that Dave was
go.
Into yesterday.
Dave tries to make
impress.
A joke out of it, and it just wasn't funny.
Yes,
it was hysterical.
Of course, it's our New Year's Eve show, and another New Year's Eve movie or scene from a movie is Sleepless in Seattle. Tom Hanks, grieving Sam Baldwin, imagines a New Year's Eve conversation with his deceased wife, played by Kerry Lowell. You like Sleepless in Seattle, right?
Are you playing the scene?
No.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
like, what's going on here?
No, but that was...
while we were waiting, I was thinking about going to North Mountain Ruin Company.
Okay.
Which I just want to say, you know, they had the great Christmas party there last week, but now at 522 East Dunlap Avenue, the New Year's Eve party. So be sure to get down there. A lot of holiday craft beers, live music and entertainment, drink specials all night long, food specials, so make sure to get out there. Once again, North Mountain Brewing Company, 522 East Dunlap Avenue.
That's great place. And we'll be there every second Thursday from 3 to 5.
Absolutely.
Broadcasting live.
For more info, northmountainbrewing.com.
Yes. Yay!
And again, our call and number is 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. If you've seen a movie that we talked about on a previous show, go ahead and give us a call as well. And but next up for us is Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. In this, Idris Elba portrays South African President Nelson Mandela, who spends 27 years in prison before becoming president and working to rebuild the country's once segregated society. Of course, Nelson Mandela passed away just a few weeks ago.
He did?
Yes.
Okay.
He's kidding with us.
Yes, I know. I had
he
to look
knows.
I just heard the voice. But anyway. what do you think of this trailer?
Well, I didn't see the movie, but how could you not like the trailer because of the man? I mean, mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela, one of the truly great men to ever be here on Earth, one of the great leaders. Just that alone has intrigued me to see this movie.
And sadly...
Oh, no, not like Lincoln. You're going to give it a...
No, it's not like Lincoln at all.
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba does a really good job.
Good actor, yeah.
There's some good acting in this movie, but as good intentioned as it is, and you've got all the goodwill, this feels exactly like the title, A Long Walk to Freedom.
Oh, no.
From what's essentially a dry and dutiful history lesson.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's not that far off from Lincoln, because it is kind of a history lesson. And if you don't know... everything about Mandela, you're going to be a little bit lost. I wish it was better because here's the thing, is that Mandela deserves a movie that does his life justice.
Yeah. No doubt.
This one's not it. I know there's a few others out there. Terrence Howard
there
has one.
There probably will be in the next couple of years someone will make one, because obviously this was made before his death and everything, but I think now that I think there's a good chance we'll see something good.
Makes sense.
And hopefully something that's entertaining and has educational value.
Right,
this
absolutely.
Tries with the educational value. It's not as effective as you think it would be, though. And I found myself lost along the trail. I'm giving it a thumbs down. Again, not the man himself. I'm giving the man himself a thumbs up. The
Absolutely.
Movie, though, a thumbs down. A beautiful theme, though. This is a quote from Nelson Mandela. It ends the movie. Nobody is born hating another person because of the color of his skin. People learn to hate. They can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart. Dave?
And I agree. Profound statement by Nelson Mandela. I mean, the way I see it, hatred, bigotry, racism is all learned. I totally agree with him. It's based on having the superiority complex, I think, over other people and putting others down to feel superior. That's why I think there's those things in the world. Yet all men are created equal. I'm convinced, confident, and sure of that. And each of us really should have full opportunities to reach our full potential and to really play out our life's role. And great leaders like Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, Nelson Mandela are the true giants of the ages and give hope, inspiration, and motivation to do the right thing.
Yeah, so if we all just act a little bit more like Nelson Mandela, the world would be a much better place.
No question. Eric, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, here's someone that sacrificed, 27 years in prison, coming out.
And then becoming president.
Yeah, and I even heard that his jailers, the ones that were not that nice to him, he forgave them. He put them in the front row of his acceptance speech. I mean, here's a guy that I mean, you can almost call him a political saint, sort of like Gandhi. And I should have put probably Gandhi in the mix here,
and
too,
MLK.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And you got to, they give hope to the world.
Absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know we're almost running out of time in this hour, so I don't want to shortchange your Dave's elite shout out, sir. Did you want to do
you
it?
You can.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, we'll do it right after the break.
Well, we got an interview after
the break. We got a few minutes.
An interview after the break, so stay tuned in the next hour.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do a birthday shout out. I know it's your birthday.
Yes.
And now that somebody called and broke that news to
yes.
us. I don't know why you were hiding that, but anyway, I'm supposed to shout out to another person I know, Tyler. He's turning 23.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah. Tyler, 23.
Tyler, 23.
And Joseph, turning 30. Oh, whoops,
I wish I was 23 again.
You wish you were 30.
Oh, my gosh, that's such a big difference.
23 to be 23.
Well, I'd have 7 more years before I felt like this.
Now, let's think about this. Let's say, imagine you're turning 40. Would you have said, I wish I was turning 30?
If I was turning 40, I probably would.
All right,
yeah.
So stay with that wish. You wish you were turning 30.
Yeah, but when you say that, what you're wishing is that you could take what you know now and go back.
That's true.
Because if you really just were wishing that you could go back to 23, you'd be back to where you were then, and it wouldn't be any different.
That's very true. That's very true. I just, you know, you want to accomplish certain things and all that stuff. And, you know, but again, Mixed Nuts is my favorite movie, and they have wonderful insight in that. In every pothole, there is hope. So,
well, you know what? Unless you have some fatal thing happen to you, you have all the time in the world.
Very true. Very true.
That's true, young man.
Very true. And, you know, what better way to think about that on New Year's Eve. And, you know, another New Year's Eve movie with a scene in it is While You Were Sleeping.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah,
I saw that. Bill Pullman.
Do you remember
Pullman,
that scene when she remained in a coma as the hospital staff rang in the new year just outside her room? It was a really touching scene that she was kind of like missing this milestone.
I miss that one.
She was in a coma. Are you as well?
You know, there's a street called the Coma. Thinking about
that, it was that sex, possible. Drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, I think so. That's why he looks old.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Did I say Bill Pullman wrong?
No, Bill Pullman's his name.
That's what I thought.
Pulled pork?
No. I just, I don't know why.
Not Joseph, you sound like Dave.
He just was laughing.
I don't know why I laughed.
Random laughing.
Is pretty weird.
Greg,
I'm thinking back.
Greg, spontaneous laughter.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Why am I laughing?
No, that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was Sandra a great Bullock. Movie. I love that movie.
Oh,
very,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we love those romantic comedies.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Romantic comedies.
Yes, I know them.
I like Complicated. Who's that one? Complicated.
It's Complicated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, right?
It was okay.
Now, what song is this?
This is by Regina Spektor, My Dear Acquaintance.
Can you sing it for us?
So happy.
Here he goes. Joseph. His birthday.
I don't know the words.
30 years old.
Joy in our hearts.
He's trying. He'll never be a singer, will he?
Let's
maybe karaoke.
Maybe karaoke.
Have a cheer.
But he can be a dancer if people saw how he's dancing in the studio. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Kind and forgiving. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer. My dear.